Torch News, Winter 2021. More Than Words. Susie James, our Supporter Development Coordinator, explores how Torch's Accessible Christian Literature Service is about so much more than words. Read by Rosemary Pedley. Since rejoining Torch back in June, I have had the chance to speak to many of our clients and supporters over the phone, as well as reading the letters we receive at Torch House each day. One of the things that encourages me in my work is hearing about how much people are benefiting from receiving Bibles, daily reading notes, and also books from our Accessible Christian Literature Service. It makes a huge impact on people's lives. I had a letter from the friend of one of our clients telling me how, thanks to her mega voice from Torch, one lady is able to listen to the Bible again without needing anyone to help. She told me it is such a blessing. If you need something to get you motivated to get out of bed and head into the office on a cold winter morning, that will do it. I'm passionate about the history of Torch and continuing the legacy of Ron and Stella Heath. And I know that from the earliest days of Torch, they wanted to help those who were blind and partially sighted access scriptures and other Christian materials to encourage them in their faith. That is still our heart today, and since March 2020, we have transcribed 85 audiobooks, 95 large print books, and 56 braille books. Mickey Mills, a member of our production team, told me that the library is so important to him because there are a lot of people who rely on what we produce. During lockdown, many of our clients have found the library a real lifeline, especially those living alone. On the phone, Dorothy Oliver said to me, "Without the library and the support of Torch during the lockdown, I'd have been lost." Dottie is a keen reader, and since 1998, she has borrowed over 400 items from the Torch library. Dottie told me that when I ring or email Torch, books are with me within a couple of days, and I'll be reading late into the night. Dottie was not the only person making use of her spare time to read. Since the first lockdown, the library has sent out 972 items in Braille, 769 in large print, and 1,100 in audio on Daisy CD or USB. That is an amazing achievement. It's hard to measure the impact reading can make. It literally can change your life forever. I know I personally benefited greatly from reading Christian books during my period on furlough. Reading several titles that are available in the Torch Library, including Kisses from Katie, a biography about a young American girl whose gap year in Uganda led to her establishing a children's ministry and adopting 14 girls. Since then, my husband and I have felt the call from God to look into adopting a child into our family too. I think many of us have felt overwhelmed in the last 18 months. Facing not only a global pandemic, but also hearing about the dangerous impact of climate change and the continuing violence and strife both in the UK and around the world. In the face of so much uncertainty, the words of Paul to the Philippians still offer us great advice today to keep us from despair. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. At Torch, we want to put true, pure, lovely things into the hands of those who have sight loss. We know from research shared with us by the RNIB that getting a diagnosis of sight loss can have a serious impact on people's mental health. One of our clients, Kushma Massey, shared her experiences with us. 32 years ago, before she moved to Brighton, when she was living in India, Kushma was diagnosed with age-related macular degeneration, along with early signs of glaucoma in one eye. Amazingly, she continued to read and to teach using her good eye. Unfortunately, in 2006, she began to notice a visual distortion in her other eye, and she told us that, "Recently, I was certified as severely sight impaired, blind. Losing sight can be frightening, confusing, and heartbreaking. I have lost my confidence to go out on my own, the ability to recognize faces from a distance, and to read the Bible in regular print, Urdu, which I have done all my life. We want to be there for people at every stage of their journey, whether they were born blind or visually impaired, or if they have experienced sight loss like Kushma. We want to ensure that every individual has the same access to Christian resources that sighted people have, so that they are encouraged and strengthened. And that's why I'm excited to talk to you about helping to make this happen by becoming a torchbearer. Every year, Torch responds to more than 16,000 requests for books and other resources in accessible formats. It can cost hundreds of pounds to transcribe a book into Braille, large print and audio formats. Will you become a torchbearer today and help light the way by enabling Torch to provide more accessible books for those living with sight loss? A gift of just £15 each month will enable us to make more and more books available to support and encourage those living with sight loss to grow in their Christian faith. You might wonder why we are asking for a monthly gift of £15 a month. Well, once we have the master copy of a book transcribed, this gift will cover the production costs of making and sending it out in Braille, large print or audio. Knowing that we will have a regular income helps us plan for the year ahead and ensure that the resources are in place to add new titles to our e-shop and library. When you sign up to become a torchbearer, we will send you quarterly updates on how your gift is making a difference in people's lives. We will share with you information about some of the books we have been able to make available, and some of the stories of those who have been able to read them, thanks to you. We are so grateful to everyone who supports Torch in prayer, giving of their time and financially. We know the need is great, but we believe that the difference we can make in the life of each individual can be even greater. We know that when the printer or embosser is chugging away, we are sending out more than words. We are sending out hope. Get involved. To become a torchbearer or find out more, please complete the sign-up in the Torchbearers leaflet or email info@torchtrust.org or call us on 01858 438 260. Prayer points. Give thanks for everyone who supports Torch in prayer. Pray for us to reach more and more people with Torch books. Pray for people to feel called to become torchbearers.
The Torchbearers leaflet features on the next track of the CD. Torchbearers, lighting the way, providing accessible books for those with sight loss. For more than 60 years, Torch Trust has been creating a wealth of wonderful and accessible resources to enrich the lives of people with sight loss. The wonderful news of the Christian message is that every single person is loved unconditionally by God and invited into a minute-by-minute relationship with Him through Jesus. As well as the Bible, there is an amazing array of books to help us grow in our Christian lives that has been constantly added to. For those with sight loss, however, most of these remain inaccessible. Will you become a torchbearer today and help light the way by helping provide accessible books for those living with sight loss? Torch passionately believes that blind and partially sighted people should have the same opportunity to be inspired, encouraged, and equipped through access to Christian resources. Do you? Here's a comment from Alice, the daughter of one of our clients. Thank you so much for your amazing ministry. It's been such a blessing to my father, who missed reading so much after losing his sight. Every year, Torch responds to more than 16,000 requests for books and other resources in accessible formats. God, through his servants, authored the Bible, the greatest book of all, with an invitation to read it, learn from it, enjoy it, and live by it. Imagine, as a follower of Jesus, not being able to access it. Here's a quote from Mavis, one of our clients. I say to you again that your books are the main help that keeps me sane. Living alone and without any visitors is not easy, so thank you again. The cost to produce one Braille book can run into many hundreds of pounds. Yet for £15 a month, you can help put Christian books and magazines and resources into the hands of a partially sighted or blind person. Will you make your gift of just £15 a month and make more and more books available to support and encourage those living with sight loss to grow in their Christian faith? Mark's story. Over the past 3 years since my wife left me and my blindness advanced, I went through difficult days, but clinging to Jesus was my primary remedy to survive. And I thank Torch for all the excellent books that I've been able to enjoy many times. It was these inspirational stories that aided me in my recovery and kept me from despair. If you would like to become a torchbearer today, we would like you to set up a direct debit of £15, or your choice, per month. You can do this on our website, or if you contact us via email or telephone, we will send you a large print form for you to complete and return to us. Alternatively, if it is more convenient, we can complete the form for you over the phone. Just call 01858 438 260. Your gift of just £15 each month will make more and more books available to support and encourage those living with sight loss to grow in their Christian faith. In return, we will keep you informed of how your support is transforming lives and some of the resources you are enabling us to provide. It can be so difficult to come to terms with sight loss, a process similar to bereavement. Did you know that at least 4 in 10 people attending low vision clinics are suffering from symptoms of clinical depression? 31% of blind and partially sighted people were rarely or never optimistic about the future. This presents a challenge to society, and specifically to the UK Church, in how we support and reach out to blind and partially sighted people, who can often be amongst the most marginalised in our communities. Here's a quote from Kuzma. Recently, I was certified as severely sight impaired. Losing sight can be frightening, confusing, and heartbreaking. I've lost my confidence to go out on my own, the ability to recognise faces from a distance, and to read the Bible, which I've done all my life. Please help those living with sight loss by becoming a torchbearer today. Torch contact details. Website, torchtrust.org. Email address, info@torchtrust.org. Telephone, 01858 438 260. Address: Torch House, Torchway, Market Harborough, Leicestershire, LE16 9HL.
Torch Together. We Need You. Read by Sonia, Torch's female synthetic voice. Our very first Torch Together holiday will be taking place on April the 4th to the 8th, 2022, in Scarborough, and we are on the lookout for local volunteers to help it go with a swing. Training will be provided and you will receive a subsidized place on the holiday. Mary has enjoyed many holidays with Torch over the years and says, "It was through a Torch holiday that I was shown more deeply that I needed to speak to the Lord and to come alongside Him, as He is right beside me. I have a relationship with Jesus Christ and I see my faith in a different light. I'm so looking forward to booking another holiday." Get involved. If you are interested in finding out more about volunteering on any of our Torch Together holidays in 2022, please do contact us on info@torchtrust.org or phone 01858 438 260.
New Trustee. Introducing Dr. Ifeola Akintunde, our newest trustee. Read by Anne Barraclough. Ifeola, or Ife as he's known, was born in Nigeria and through his childhood experienced a progressive loss of sight. Ife visited Torch when he moved to the UK in the 1990s, meeting the Heaths and learning all about Torch's work at Hallerton. However, little did Ife know that Torch had had its first impact on him many years before. Without knowing it, I was one of the blind people in Nigeria who benefited from Torch's work. I went to a Catholic school, and I wouldn't even say I was a Christian then, but I read Torch materials, and it influenced me and my faith. To have known Torch and been a beneficiary was one of the great things that, when I came to this country and began to see more of Torch's work, I never forgot. When asked what he hoped to bring to his role as trustee, Ife answered, "Quite a number of things, I suppose. I don't know if there have been many other trustees of African descent in Torch, but I know that Torch has worked in places like Malawi and all over the world. So I suppose one of the things I'm really interested in is the international work. In addition, I know many blind people who aren't able to fully access church, so I'd like to see things like Sight Loss Friendly Church really develop and grow. I also want to help with links with other organisations that Torch hasn't worked with before." Ife has certainly committed to spreading the word about Sight Loss Friendly Church already. Not only has his own church signed up, but also the head office of the Overseas Fellowship of Nigerian Christians, and Ife is currently working with all of the branches to encourage them to get involved too. Ife explained why he believes that SLFC, Sight Loss Friendly Church, is such an important part of Torch's future. "I believe that God is God of everyone, and therefore everyone should be able to have fellowship, to hear God, to read Christian material. When I was growing up in Nigeria, the churches I attended, they didn't know me, and they were quite big churches, I suppose. But here, when I joined a church, I gradually became a part of it, joining the worship team and eventually the Board of Trustees. So I'm able to enjoy giving and receiving in church. It's not just a one-way thing for me. When I find out that a lot of people cannot access church in that way, that makes me think that those people aren't able to enjoy what I'm enjoying in church. And as I said, back in Nigeria, I was one of those people. If you have sight loss and are interested in becoming a trustee, please do get in touch. Ife definitely recommends it. I would encourage people to become a trustee for two reasons. One, because of the amazing work that Torch is doing. Essentially, if you think that this is good work, in that we're reaching people who are blind or partially sighted with the gospel, or assisting them to get involved in church life, or providing reading material for them, or running things like fellowship groups. If you think that's a great thing, then come and help us do it. And two, quite a number of people who are blind and partially sighted are very skilled, but we haven't always got ways to channel those skills. So this is an excellent way to channel those skills into something that's highly rewarding in supporting Torch to minister to people who are not normally ministered to by the rest of society. Watch or listen to a longer version of Iffy's interview on our YouTube channel, where you can also find his episode of Sight Loss 101 with Tim Jeffrey and hear more of his fascinating life story. Find that by searching on YouTube for Torch Trust on Video. Prayer points. Give thanks for Ifeola and all of his hard work on behalf of people with sight loss. Pray for more people with sight loss to feel called to become Torch trustees. Pray for all of our trustees that God will guide them in their important work for Torch. Torch Malawi. Report from Torch Malawi. Read by Anne Barraclough. Recent visits undertaken by Stanley Moyo and his team in Malawi include one to the newly formed Maseya Fellowship Group, begun by its members due to the nearest existing group being a 10-kilometre walk away. Stanley was able to assist in the setup of the group. I advised them to elect a committee comprising both blind and sighted people. We'll then organise a training session to help them establish the group further. Our theme on the day was, In Unity There is Strength, and we shared a reading from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 to 3, and talked about how the group had to behave themselves as a body, where, if one part gets injured, the whole of it feels pain. In other words, a challenge affecting one part affects all, and opportunities reaching the other reaches all. Stanley also reports on the need faced by the blind and partially sighted people of Malawi, saying, People are continuously in need of food. The situation is growing per day, and we ask for prayer and support. We hope to extend the GOAT project, bringing a sustainable way for people with sight loss to support themselves. There is also huge demand for mega voices in the Chichewa language, as many blind people do not read Braille. We give thanks to God as, in the month of August, we were able to produce 80 copies of the Old Testament, and we are still producing more now. Here at Torch UK, we have recently increased our monthly financial commitment to Torch Malawi in order to support their goals and help meet their vital needs. We also have a visit planned for 2022 by our CEO Tim Jeffrey, for which we would appreciate your prayer. Prayer points. Give thanks for the partnership between Torch Malawi and Torch UK, and pray it may continue to bear fruit. Pray for our planned visit to Torch Malawi in 2022, and for our CEO Tim Jeffrey, as he seeks to make connections with our brothers and sisters in Malawi. Pray for the needs faced by the people of Malawi, in particular those with sight loss. Pray that they may feel God's love and power working in their lives.
Partnership. Read by Sheila Dunning. Entering into partnership. As regular Torch News readers may know, we've recently launched a new initiative called Torch Partners in Prayer to help those who would like to get more involved and stay more informed about everything Torch is getting up to. So far, we've had a very encouraging response from our lovely supporters, and we'd like to say a big thank you to all of them. It is only through partnership and making meaningful connections with people who share Torch's visions and hopes that we can achieve all that we set out to do in God's name. One such person is Eileen Cole. Eileen and her parents heard about Torch in the 1960s and began to pray for the work regularly. Eileen learnt Braille and joined the staff in 1973, taking charge of the Braille and giant print libraries. Eileen says, After serving full-time for over 20 years, I retired, but still prayed daily for Torch, so we'll be glad to get extra information for prayer by becoming a partner. Another partner, Rob Devereaux, says, I signed up to become a partner with Torch because, having worked at and with Torch for a number of years and having actively supported the work through prayer, I felt this was the logical thing to do. The organisation is full of faithful people who love God and support their visually impaired neighbours with that love through a number of means. I can fully recommend getting involved and giving what you can to help this important work. If you'd like to get more regular updates from the Torch team about our work, insights into the latest developments and regular, more specific prayer points, then please consider becoming a partner in prayer. As much as we have ever done, Torch needs the prayers of God's faithful people at this time of so much challenge and opportunity. We are excited about some of the new things we sense God calling us into as we seek to serve and reach out to visually impaired people in the UK and across the world. As Paul writes to the Philippians, we are confident that he who began a good work through Torch will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Becoming a partner costs nothing other than some time to pray, keep in touch, and do all you can to encourage and bless Torch's ministry. Get involved. To become a partner in prayer, please email us at info@torchtrust.org or call 01858 438 260. Prayer points. Give thanks for all who have become Torch partners in prayer so far. We are truly blessed by them. Pray that more folks will feel called to become Torch partners in prayer and share in our mission. Give thanks for all those who keep Torch in their hearts through regular prayer. Sight Loss Friendly Church. Celebrating Sight Loss Sunday. Read by Sheila Dunning. Our first annual Sight Loss Sunday took place this October, and we'd like to thank all of the churches and other organisations who participated in the day. We have had a positive response from churches such as Peasley Cross URC. Alison Claxton said that the resources for Sight Loss Sunday were interesting and varied, with a good mix of information styles. I used the resources for our worship, and they opened up the conversation about sight loss and how we could make worship more accessible. We also spoke to Norman Tyler, whose church, Abington Avenue URC, took part in the day. Norman said, I've been part of the congregation at Abington Avenue URC for over 40 years, serving in the worship team, as an elder and church secretary, and frequently reading from the Bible during worship. My sight began to deteriorate 11 years ago, and I am now registered as partially sighted. I have accordingly had to find ways of adapting by, for instance, using large print text and enlarging music to enable me to continue playing my trumpet. It was a pleasure sharing with the congregation about my experience of sight loss, as many people wouldn't be aware of the severity of my condition, where I now can't recognise people's faces from even a relatively short distance. So it's been good and helpful to be able to raise awareness of these issues that people like me experience. Susie James, our support development coordinator, says, churches can be busy places, and unintentionally we can leave people on the sidelines. When I've spoken to people who are blind and partially sighted, I hear that there are some common sticking points at church. Often people don't realise that someone has sight loss, and others have found that they are expected to find resources themselves so they can join in. This makes it tricky when there are new songs and so on. The good news is that Torch can offer free training and access to resources, so it doesn't need to be hard work to get this right. Get involved. All of the Sight Loss Sunday resources will continue to be available on our website, so if your church hasn't joined in yet, you can hold a Sight Loss Sunday service any time of year. Just go to sightlossfriendlychurch.org.uk/SL Sunday to find out more. Sight Loss Sunday will take place again next year on Sunday the 16th of October 2022. Save the date. Prayer points. Give thanks for everyone who participated in Sight Loss Sunday. Give thanks for the gifts and talents of people with sight loss. Pray that those gifts may be recognised by churches and that blind and partially sighted people will feel empowered to contribute to church life.
The Back Page, read by James Brookman. Reflections Radio. Did you know that RNIB Connect Radio is packed with information and interviews of interest to blind and partially sighted people and their families? Not to be outdone, Torch Trust has its own slot called Reflections, focusing on faith and sight loss. If you haven't tried it yet, why not catch us at 9 a.m. on Sundays? RNIB Connect Radio is on Freeview, channel 730, on smart speakers like Amazon and Google, or online through phones, tablets, and other special online players like the Bumblebee or Sonata from Wireless for the Blind, or the Victor Stream with Wi-Fi. We hope you can join us Sunday mornings at 9 and let us know what you think. Thanksgiving. Each year we love to take the opportunity to give thanks to God for his faithfulness to us and for the lives that have been changed by encountering God through Torch. This year's Thanksgiving took place on September the 25th and was once again held online, following the success of last year's event. This gave the opportunity for people all over the world to join us in this uplifting event as a Torch community. To watch a video of it, just search YouTube for our channel, Torch Trust on Video. Torch's calendar for 2022. We're once again producing our popular large print and braille scripture calendars for 2022. Available for just £5, the calendars are printed in A4 size. Every day features a different piece of scripture. The calendars are great for inspiring daily prayers or Bible readings and discussions, and would be a lovely Christmas gift. To buy yours, just contact Client Services. Save the date. Our annual Christmas Carol service will be on Thursday the 16th of December at 2 p.m. and you can tune in live from anywhere via our live stream. For the Zoom details, give us a call on 01858 438 260 or email info@torchtrust.org, or to watch it on YouTube, just search for our channel Torch Trust on Video.
Torch information.
Torch Trust, Torch House, Torch Way, Market Harbour, Leicestershire, LE16 9HL. Telephone number 01858 438 260. Email info@torchtrust.org. Website torchtrust.org. Facebook, facebook.com/torchtrust, all one word. On Twitter, @torchtrust. Chair, Dr. Mike Townsend. Interim CEO, Tim Jeffery. Council of Reference Members, the Reverend Dr. Steve Brady, the Reverend Dr. David Coffey, OBE, the Reverend Malcolm Duncan, Jonathan Lamb, the Reverend Roy Searle, Dr. Elaine Storkey, the Reverend Dr. Derek Tidball. Useful information. Client Services, 01858 438 260. Telephone prayer line, 01858 438 277. Donations. Please send donations through to our bank account, the Torch Trust for the Blind, sort code 405240. Account number 0001702. Sight Loss Friendly Church website, sightlossfriendlychurch, all one word, .org.uk. Reflections. For responses to our radio broadcasts, call 0333 123 1255. For more information or to hear the show, visit torchtrust.org/reflections. Torch News is also available in audio, CD, braille, email and large print, 17, 20, 25 and 30 point and can be viewed online at torchtrust.org/downloads.